Hi Nico, I'm Tarja. Welcome to Metalsoc Finland. How are you today?
Hi, Tarja. I'm okay. I'm okay. Thank you very much for your interview.
Okay, well it's about to start. So next year, Schizo will celebrate its 30 years anniversary. A lot has happened in these past years in Schizo's life, but tell me, how does it feel? I mean, was the first release, Mainframe Collapse in 89, more important, or is this new upcoming album more important?
But so I think Schizo band is a band really important in Europe, especially because this next year will be our anniversary, and especially Mainframe Collapse was probably one of the best album during that age for the extreme metal, and so we are really proud because. So today is one of the album that I think is one of most important. And so something has changed, okay? But today I will say that that's an album that's really cool with a sound so extreme. But now we will work for another way, really, a new sound, but we have our degree. So what I mean is that so we are schizo, and then nothing will change in us.
Okay. But anyhow, your history hasn't been too easy. I mean, between the lineup changes, and then, if I remember right, some personal problems of the
That's
original members. But you have always turned up on stage. So tell me, what is your source of energy and passion to go on no matter what?
Yeah, so during these years, yeah, we had some problem, especially about the lineup. So we changed many times because the story of Schizo, it's really long, you know about that. And but the original member will change it, and actually, who is the original member is the guitarist S.B. Reder. It's the only one that remained from the band that started in the 80s. The bassist Alberto Benzin, he left the band 2 or 3 years ago. Could be not some personal problem, but just only the same problem that every band have in sometimes. What I want to say is something that about the way for an idea, a common idea of the music. Sometimes that change in some member of the band. But
Yes, of course.
actually, so what I can say to you surely is that me, Dario, and S.B. Reder, we are the three members, I think, that in these last 5 years are always in the band. And so we have the same idea, the same type of. We know what we want to do in our music.
So today we can say that Schizo is stable, or you have
Stable, more
found
stable. Yeah, more stable. Yeah, it's true, it's true. More stable. Just the only one problem was to find a bassist. We play with us many guys, really friend of us, like Tato of Zora, a band in Italy, very famous extreme band of death metal. This guy is one of the best, our friend that he played with us, or actually who played with us is Giuseppe Simons. He played in Bunker 6066. 66. And we are really lucky because we found some person for me, really, they are really friend, and that's really important. And they help us in this moment after this time that we passed with a lot of problem, especially for to find a bassist.
Yes.
Yeah, now we are really, really stable.
Okay.
Especially the original lineup. And again, another guy that worked with us and is one of the best, our fan too, is Fabio Monaco.
Yes.
Fabio, he played guitar in Schizo for many years. No one knows, but he started to play with us in, I think, in 2001. So many years ago.
Okay.
And he's still working with us.
Yes, great, great, great. At the end of last year, you entered the studio to record your new album. You chose the new sound studio in Zurich, which is owned by Coroner guitarist Tommy Vetterli. Tell me how you came up to this choice.
The choice, you know, so Tommy Vetterli is a great person, especially a great musician.
Yeah.
For us was a myth. Mm-hmm. We were really lucky to play with them in two concerts mm-hmm. that happened last year in Italy.
Yes.
And in that occasion we have met him and we talk about our project. So we choose the new sound studio because actually we take a way of a new type of sound.
Yes.
Not more different than the last album, Hallucination Cramps, but we take a new experimental way of extreme music in our style.
Yes.
Yeah, and we talk with him and. It was really, really nice, so really friendly with us, and we chose to work with him. So, because, you know, he's one of the best musicians, and we are sure that he will do a really great, great job.
Yes. And while being in studio, how is it to work with him? I mean, has he changed something, or is he following up your choices music-wise?
Yeah, he follow our choice. Is you know, he's a musician, and he know that what the other musician want. And it doesn't want to change our feeling and our in our music, but he was so enthusiastic, and he did a good job, really, really good job with us.
Yeah.
Especially during the drum session, you know, for a drummer, is sometimes a drama.
Yes.
Do a good job inside the studio.
Mm-hmm.
It was so really nice with Dario.
Oh.
Not changed something. So we are still working, work to our new album, and we would like in future to have, you know, to have something from his idea, but we don't like, you know, to we would like to see what they can do for us. Yeah, say that something really personal. I don't know so about him. So, but I think he likes really our music, and we are really proud. In the future, he will do something for us. But we are still working. And
by the way, what is the current situation with the recordings?
We are, can I say, in the middle. So we have finished the drum session. And we will start the bass section and then the guitar. At the end, usually we will do the lyrics, and so, you know, so probably we will because actually we have in this summer time two concerts, and we'll do these two concerts, one in Italy and next one in Northern Europe, in Norway, you know?
Yes.
At the end of September, probably, we will come back in the studio for to complete everything.
Oh, great, great. And technically speaking, does it follow up in the footsteps of your four earlier studio albums, or how is it different?
So, what I think, I'm the singer, so I don't know really about technical.
Yeah.
But, in our style, you'll change something because we choose a modern way, so the sound is more modern.
Yes. Really,
not with a lot of influences, obviously, of the old thrash metal. But we take something of all the kind of stuff music that we like. So what we want to say technically, in our new songs, what you can feel is something like some part like new wave. Okay, I'm sure. I'm sorry. Is not really new wave, okay, I would like to explain, but the kind of gothic style of the 18 and extreme music of the 18.
Yeah.
We will mix all together, and the kind of song are really modern in their style.
Yes.
Yes, but more aggressive and with a new type of idea of schizo.
Yes.
Technically nothing has changed, so yes. Say to you,
so you are following in the footsteps of a schizo.
Yeah.
We can expect anyhow the schizo album. I'm also curious about the song song themes.
Yeah,
it's something that you can reveal me.
There is a sound really trash, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Strong, powerful, but there are other songs that are really in common, a line in common, like in Mainframe Collapse.
Yes.
For example, there is a song in Mainframe Collapse, the name is Psychoterror.
Yeah.
The song, if you listen to the song, it's a song really with the, what do you feel is the really sound of the Haiti, with the influence of the new age of the period.
Yes.
And so what we try to make in the new album is the same things. Try to mix something of extreme music.
Yeah.
Something that is with that sound, like in Psychoterror.
Yeah.
So it's more experimental type of album, and at the end, but I guarantee it to you, is an album more trash,
yes,
than the others.
Uh-huh.
We choose to try to not do a lot of blast beat, you know.
Yes.
But more trash, like a European style of trash.
Listen, you announced also that in this album there will be some special guests. Can you say some names to me? I mean, I want to hear some names or some hint of names.
Yeah, you know, probably the best thing to do is to don't say to you the name because it's a surprise.
But you know, I'm curious. I want to know something.
Yeah, I know, but in this moment, we are still working about that.
Okay.
And especially because the guest is a great name in the Europe, and especially in the stream music in the world, probably.
Yes.
And so, something that I can tell you is that so is a story really really strange that's happening, and so someone can understand what I say. Yes. Many years ago, Schizo played in Poland.
Yes.
Great band of Poland.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only things what I want to say to you.
Okay, that's a very, very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Okay, I will. Let's keep your secret, and we will await this big announcement. Tell me about the songwriting process for this album. How was it? I mean, how much time you took for it, and so on.
Well, we worked really hard because what we did was first of all, so everything was made by the guitarist, as Bireder.
Yeah.
He did a lot of riff. He's a machine. He's a really machine. and obviously from his idea, from his riff, we did a job all together for to find something. More important is the job that did Dario, the drummer.
Yes.
For me, what I can say, he's the soul of the band. So he is really one of the best drummer that we have in Italy.
Yeah.
Something that I would like to say. He's one of my best friends, but I say that because I'm sure. And so everything starts from these riffs. And we work together, and each one do a job in a song.
Yes.
Yeah. My job is to try to find the lyrics, obviously, by the inspiration of the riff. But first of all, the song born from a riff of Esbireder.
Yeah.
It's really funny. Sometimes it's really hard, you know, to try to make a song. But we have the same way. We have the same type of way. Something that I can tell you. And for example, the other guy, Fabio, the other guitarist.
Yeah.
Is another. You know, he's a sound engineer, and we are really lucky because if in a band there is someone else that know technically how to do a record, it's more important, and it's really sorry important for to try before to record the album.
Yes, sure.
Have a job before of recording.
Yes, sure.
And we are really lucky because Fabio is a good sound engineer and a good musician. And sometimes born from us without we don't know why, but it's a really feeling that we have all together.
Yes. Great. And by the way, do you know already how many songs there will be in this album?
We would like to say, I would like to say to you really at the end, because we have a lot of materials, we have a lot of songs.
Yeah.
So we are still now trying to understand in this album what is the best.
Yes. Choose. So it's on the working process.
Yeah, it's on a working progress. So, but we like I hope to have 9 or 11 songs.
Yes.
These are the two numbers that I like.
Yeah. Okay. 9 or 11. And what about the title? Of course. Do you have something in mind? If it's a concept album or something, a red line or something. So.
Yes, we have two titles.
Mm-hmm.
But all these two titles have the same same meaning. We obviously like in our style, so like what we say in our lyrics. We talk about. The disease of the actuality of the society, especially of the mental status in this moment in the people.
Yeah.
So we like to talk about what is inside our brain, what is inside our mind. We're really interested in the study of that, and especially of the human being. And those two titles have the same meanings. There is one that I like so much, and I would like that will be the title. But now actually, so we would like to have time to decide everything at the end of the, of our
yes, record. Sir. And what about the release date? Do you have already some ideas when?
Yes.
A new baby could see the daylight.
Probably. Like that would be at the end of November or in December, probably. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we will come back in the studio in September. Mm-hmm. And then we hope that we will finish everything in 2 months. And so... in this year, yeah, surely in yes. this year we'll release.
Great things to wait for. Yeah. Now let's go to the future. I mean, one of your next live shows is on August. You already mentioned about that, August 3 at Armageddon in the Park Festival with the Italian yeah. Unholy Trinity, Schizo, Necrodeath, and Paul Dozer. So tell me, how does it feel to share the stage with these legendary bands?
Yeah, that's a great occasion for to see this three band. It will be the first time after many years. The story of extreme music in Italy is really important than in Europe. And those three bands are for a legend.
Yes.
Really. It would be a concert, so can I say really important, and especially for the Italian metal movement, that's what I think. It will be a great occasion for to see these three bands all together on the stage. And I'm really proud and really happy, especially because Necrodeath is our band that are friends of us, you know, that they worked together, Schizo and Necrodeath, in the past for an album. The name was Mondo Cat.
Yes, yes.
It was a fresh album, really important to me, and I think for a lot of people. And Budozer is a band that is a name is so great in Europe. This concert is unique. This concert will be one of the best moments, I think, for metal in Italy. And I'm really happy. I'm really, really happy. And I hope many people will come to see us, Jeff, because it's an event.
Yes. 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 I do hope, and I'm sure that it's gonna be a blast. And then again, and before you go back to the studio in August, you'll play also Punker Festival in Oslo, as you mentioned, as a headliner. What are your expectations on that festival?
You know, we are so excited about that because it's the first time after many years that we were playing Europe.
Yes.
And Oslo is a place for us, a really fantastic city.
Yes.
So incredible, especially because there are a lot of people that are really fan of metal music.
Yes.
You know about the story of European music was born there, of extreme music, you know? And so for us, it would be an experience so incredible. We are really happy, really, really happy to do this new experience there and to play there. And I'm waiting, and so I'm here, but I want to be there now. For us, is in our career, it will be so a moment so incredible. So yeah, it's
great,
true.
Great.
I'm really happy and I'm waiting.
Great. And I guess on your set list there are your biggest hits, and I don't know if you will play some new songs as well. I mean,
we have choose to play in a obviously more song that will be the song of the main Frank Collapse album of the others.
Yes.
But we will play one or two songs on the album. For the first time, we'll play the song in the, there in Oslo, probably.
Yeah.
We would like to see what will be the reaction of the people.
Of course.
Yeah, but just only one or two.
And by the way, talking about the supporting the album when once it's out, will you go to a tour, or will you prepare a video, or what are your plans?
Our plans is, first of all, to try to prepare a video.
Okay.
In this, you know, in this kind of music business,
mm-hmm.
it's important to have a good video, especially. And we have many contacts, great director that we know here in Italy. We try to find the best for us, especially that someone else that have our same feeling in the song.
Yeah.
And, but first of all, surely I think that we'll do it, a video of a song. And then, so we would like, and so for that reason, I wanna say thanks to Saverio of Booking Eagle. Is a guy that support us. He really is still working for us so hard, and we are really happy because everything that actually we will do and we did is for him. I cannot say to him.
Yeah.
I want to say thanks a lot to him.
Oh, okay.
So we hope that in the future to do a lot of concert for this album. We are still now working to have some good concert.
Okay, great. And in fact, you already anticipated my next question, because I was going to ask, and I'm asking, what do you think about the metal scenes today in Italy? I mean, is it more important to have a good label or great management and booking agency?
I think as booking is more important than a label. The reason why is because the music business, you know, especially in Italy, because about the economic crisis, we are still now crying, and so we don't have a lot of money, especially for the label.
Yes.
And for that reason, it's important to have a good booking.
Yeah.
And in this moment, is the better thing to do is to play a lot of concerts,
mm-hmm.
because it passed the period where, you know, like many years ago, when the label had a lot of money and give the possibility to have a view in the world, but now it's really difficult.
Yes, yes.
And, for that reason, is my idea. It's more important to play and to do a lot of concert.
Mm-hmm.
Then, okay, it's important to have a good label,
mm-hmm.
That support you, but the best way is try to enjoy and to make a good job during the concert.
Yes, definitely.
You can do your album physically.
Mm-hmm.
You can express yourself, and especially in trash music, where it's more physical than the other music. That's my idea. So it's great to listen album in your room, but it's better to go on a concert and to spend a really good day there.
Yes.
And listen good music. That's my idea.
Oh.
So and at the end about your question in Italy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really difficult to try to do good concert, good event. But there are people like Saverio that working really hard. And there are a lot of great bands. Some names for me, like Crippled Buster, Necrodet, obviously, Bulldozer, so many bands, really historical band. But there are a lot of other bands, really new. They don't have the possibility to play because they don't have a lot of money. That's the reason why, obviously, it's wrong. It's wrong for metal in Italy. Something that I hope it will change, and those bands could have a lot more possibility to play.
Yes, and also the venues, because the problem is there are each year you find less venues that do live music. So that's a shame, and some festivals they come and go, and also those that has always been there this year they don't do it. I mean they skip the year. So so I really hope that this music business, live music business, will come back to the tracks again.
I think the live business, the live music business, the lymph of music. So what I mean. It's really important to have to do a lot of live concert in Italy, especially because there are a lot of places so where people are really hungry of music, like us in Sicily. Sicily is an island where it's really difficult to have good concert. Because it's more expensive for the band to come here, and but the people here have a really great passion, especially for extreme music, and we are so far, really so far, but we are really so close to the passion that everyone have for this kind of music.
Yes,
and I hope one day. That something we can and so someone can do for our country and for our land especially.
Yes, let's hope so. Listen, Nico, now we are on the last question finally. What are your greetings to your faithful old in sense of faithful fans and the new ones as well that maybe will discover you only with this new album? What are your greetings?
So what I want to say is this album is a schizo album.
Yeah.
True. It will be really powerful, really extreme, so strong than the others. The sound, it's a new sound. It will be a surprise for someone else, but for me and for the other guy of the band, it's more important to change, especially after 30 years. And sometimes a risk, but sometimes the best way to try to do music.
Yes.
And I'm sure that our fan will be happy of our job.
Yes.
Because they will find everything that is in the schizo music.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to give a surprise because it's our gift, this album, for our fan.
Yes.
And I'm sure the people will be really happy of our new album.
Oh, yeah. Great. Great. I'm looking forward to hear it as soon as possible. And Nico, I wish you all the best for this summer and, of course,
thank
for this unholy trinity at Harmageddon in the Park Festival.
Oh,
and, of course, Punker Festival in Oslo in Norway. And see you. I hope to see you on stage. So I'm looking forward and say hi to the other guys and see you on the road.
Thank you very much and see you next time. And I'm really thanks for your interview.
Okay, thanks, Nico.